Hello, my name is David Voiles, and I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. And today, I want to show you a tool that I use pretty often in my daily work called Game DVR. So what this will allow me to do is record video footage of me going through not just games, but applications as a whole. So the title may be a bit misleading. Now, I frequently use this for things like gameplay. So Heroes of the Storm is something I've been playing quite a bit of recently. So often what I'll do is I'll record some video footage as I'm going through the game, and I'll provide some sort of commentary over the footage as I'm playing. So it might be walkthroughs or potential strategies, and in fact, at the bottom of this page, you'll even see me going through one of those videos. Additionally, I'll use this pretty often for video tutorials, much like what I'm doing right now. Maybe I'm putting together some sort of application or a programming tutorial, and I want people to see what I'm doing as I'm doing this. Well, this is a great way to handle that as well. So again, it's not just limited to games, but it works for any application on your device as well. So to get to Game DVR, I actually have to hit the Windows key, and from within my start screen, I'm not going to type in Game DVR, I'm actually going to type in Xbox. So this recording feature is built into the Xbox application, which comes packaged with Windows 10. So from an Xbox, I can open this up, and you're going to see this looks very, very similar to my Xbox dashboard. In fact, this has access to a lot of the same features that we have on the Xbox dashboard as well. So for example, on the right-hand side, I can see my friends list, I can see my activity feed, and you'll even notice I've recently uploaded a video right here. I recorded this with GameDVR. Now, I'll come back to that in just a little bit. But on the left-hand side, this is where all the magic happens. So if I go down a little bit, I can see this Game DVR button on the left-hand side here. I'll open up a new tab for me. So you can see I have this Heroes of the Storm video that I recorded earlier today. And this is me just going through the game, playing as a new character called Lenara. And it's recorded about 30 minutes of footage here. Great quality, both in video and audio. And it's recording my microphone, too. So I just have one video recorded for now. But I want to show you how I'm able to do this. So as soon as I start any application, I actually have this set to record any games that I play. So there are actually several Heroes of the Storm videos that I had going in the background here. But if I didn't want to do that, I can actually use a bunch of shortcuts to get things going. So pretty often what I'll do is I'll hit Windows key, Alt, and R to start recording something. And you'll have a little pop-up or notification on the bottom center part of your screen there to let you know that you're recording. That's great, but I'll often forget that I'm recording something as time goes on, so I'll hit Windows key, Alt, and T to show the timer, which will appear in the top right corner, and it'll tell me how long I've been recording. Even better, I frequently want to record my microphone so that developers or players can hear what I'm talking about as I'm going along, so Windows key, Alt, and M for microphone will also display the microphone so you know that you're grabbing some of my audio. Now, as soon as I'm done, I can hit Win, Alt, and R again for recording, and it'll stop recording the video, which will then be saved to my hard drive. So I can see all the videos here, and now if I go to hit play,
of course.
Here we go. We have me playing the game with my commentary, and it's live right inside of here. I have some other options as well, right? I can hit share, but you'll notice it says, sorry, this can't be shared because we don't recognize the game. So now what this will do is this will actually share games within my Xbox Live activity feed, but the games must be built into Windows 10, so it's gotta be a Windows 10 application, or it must be an Xbox application so that we can help vet some of the content that's going through, right? We probably don't want some questionable content being shared on Xbox Live, so it's a great way to help curate that. But if this was coming from an Xbox game, like you saw me playing Battlefront before, it'll play perfectly nice. In fact, from there, I can share it, I can post it on my activity feed, and I did that earlier. So if I click on my profile, you can see the exact video that I had of me going through Star Wars. But back to the Game DVR, I also have the ability to trim, so I can gently scrub back and forth in the video, and maybe I have a little bit of fluff at the beginning that I don't need. You know, maybe we're setting up the lobby or we're getting players started. Well, I can just drag this to the left and say, you know, let's trim some of that. And then maybe at the end, after we're dominating the team, right, maybe they don't need to see the score, or they don't want to see my post-match recap. Well, I can easily get rid of some of that, too. So for now, I'm just going to hit cancel. And also, you can see I can open folder and go directly to where that is. But where the real magic happens is under the settings. So On the left-hand side here, again, at the very bottom, you see I have this little cog, which shows my settings, and you can see I'm tied in with my LinkedIn, my Facebook account, and I'm also tied in with my Microsoft ID. So I have a bunch of notifications I can post in here, what I want to be private, what not. Actually, on the game DVR up top here, these are my settings for Windows. You can see here's how I have everything configured. So here are those shortcuts, but again, I can create my own shortcuts if I wanted to as well. I actually want it to record in the background while I'm playing any game, but you have to understand it's going to be eating up some CPU cycles while it's doing this. I bought a new desktop machine. I have 3.7 gigahertz and 32 gigs of RAM with a brand new GPU, so I'm not too concerned about what it's doing here, but if I was using a lower powered machine, it might be a bit of a concern for me. So maybe I want that to be off at times. So I also have the ability to record in the background, again, or using battery power. I'm not on a laptop, it's not so much of a concern. Audio quality, I like to keep it as nice as possible. Even 192 kilobits a second isn't great for my taste as an audiophile, but it is what it is. Then again, record my microphone when I record game clips. So you can turn that off at any point by hitting Windows, Alt, and again, M for microphone. So I'll turn it on and off. And same thing down here, video encoding, I can change the quality from standard to high, and the resolution from standard to high as well. Now finally, the big trick I want to show you here is saving captures. So on my desktop machine, I'm running my operating system as well as many of the main applications that I use on a day-to-day basis on an SSD. Fantastic for speed and performance, but not the best in terms of dollar value when it comes to price. When it comes to size and storage capabilities. So I have an SSD and I also have a large 3 terabyte hard drive where I store most of my media too. So that's my MP3s, my MP4s, so my music, my videos, as well as many of my images and even backups for documents. So by default, this game DVR will actually save within your videos / captures folder, which it'll generate for you. Again, on my SSD, I probably don't want to be storing videos that are several gigabytes on there. So it's very easy to make this change. So if I click on here and how to save in another folder, it'll actually open up a browser with brief instructions, but I've gone ahead and done it here for you. So to make it very easy, again, like I mentioned before, what happens is it'll generally be stored in your videos and then there'll be a captures folder in here. So what I've gone ahead and done is I've actually dragged that captures folder from my SSD under this PC. I've actually dragged it out and I've just put it onto my hard drive, my large hard drive with 3 terabytes. So I just dragged and dropped it right inside of there. Now I have a new captures folder. So now what happens is the Game DVR app will actually keep track of where that folder is and it knows to store all of my videos there. So if I click on that captures folder, you can see here is that Heroes of the Storm video and it's located in my D drive instead of under videos. So a great way for me to keep that my videos at a new location. And this was the first thing that came to mind for me and I'm sure it was for others as well. So I can show you some of that. What else did I have here? There was something else I want to show you for Star Wars. Oh, okay. So on Game DVR, again, I can go back to this button. I can see shared. So here are videos that I have. Again, from a few months ago, I was playing Star Wars Battlefront during the beta. And I can press play within here, and you can actually see me start to decimate Darth Vader, right? So I like to think that maybe I got a little bit of Jedi blood in myself, or oddly enough, the new trilogy is launching on my birthday. So coincidence? I think not. So from here, remember I told you before that we can share some of the video clips? Well, we're going to do exactly that. So if I hit share, I can see I have activity feed, I can send someone a message, or I can showcase this in my profile, which I actually did just before. So that's what I was showcasing as the first thing you saw when you came in. So now if anyone stumbles across my profile, well, they'll see that video of me dominating Darth Vader as a rebel. So that's one way of doing it. But also, I can actually go to my OneDrive folder. So I'll drag OneDrive over here. So if I go to my OneDrive folder, inside my browser, I can see I also have a videos folder in here. So I click on videos, it's a little larger for you. Click on videos, and we see I have my Xbox game DVR. So now your Xbox account will also post this into your OneDrive account because I'm using my Outlook email address. And I see here's that same video that I had posted earlier. So from this video, I can click on it. And of course, I can see it playing. Again, there's me taking care of Darth Vader. I can also add it to albums. I can download it and bring it onto YouTube or anything of that nature. But even better, I can right-click on this video and I can share it a number of ways. I can either invite people to take a look at it, or I can generate a link, which I can also shorten and share on many of my social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. But what I want to do here is I actually want to have this video embedded into my webpage. So I can right-click, hit embed, and what it's going to do is it's going to generate an iframe or some HTML that I can then take and put it into a website. So on this exact post, if you scroll down, and you'll see it's actually right there. So an iframe is essentially some HTML that we can put into any other page, and it'll actually load a second page within the first one that you're viewing right there. So I can copy this, and I can go back to my WordPress, which is what I use to host all of my web content. I can drop it right in there, and now users can come by, click play, and watch the video. Oddly enough, it doesn't actually play the video inside of that page. It'll actually redirect you to OneDrive itself, and you can hit play and it'll have the video very large or full screen, your choice. I kind of wish that would just play the video as though it was a YouTube link directly inside of the page, but you know, it is what it is. So that's another little trick of the trade that I have along the way. And the best part about this is people don't have to actually log in to even view these videos. Because I'm publicly sharing it, they can just click on the video and they're good to go from there. I don't have to pay any sort of hosting fee or bandwidth cost. I'm just good to go. So the last point I want to iterate here is the fact that you can use this not just for games, but also for applications as a whole. So again, as soon as I start the application, I hit Windows key Alt-R, and I'll start to record the video of me playing some of this. So if there's anything I can do to help you out in the future with this, or you have some tips or suggestions I may have missed along the way, I would love to hear about it, so feel free to reach out to me. Again, my name is Dave Voiles, and you can find me on Twitter, @DaveVoiles. Thank you.